Number three in our series on one another. We'll skip it next week, and Good Friday we'll skip it, and then I'll come back to it on Easter Sunday because I planned a special one for Easter Sunday on one another. Serve one another today in love. We've all met quite a few of them over time in our lives, haven't we? Those quiet servants. They're not there for the limelight. They're only there to do what is right and what God wants. They show up. They unlock doors. They stack chairs. They pray for the sick. They help deliver meals to those in need. They don't stand behind the lectern. They carry the lectern. They don't wear a mic, but they make sure that the mic works. Quiet servants. And Paul wants to talk to us, each one of us today, about servanthood in our own lives. So, go with me to Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to read from the Message, verses 13 to 15. It is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Look at the word free every time. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love, because that's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That is an act of true freedom. For four chapters, if you go read Galatians, for four chapters, Paul has been talking about this freedom. We've been set free from sin, set free from the guilt of sin, set free from all the old rules and regulations of the old times, even set free from this thing that we often call religion. But then in chapter 5, he just brings it all together and he says, so the fact that you've been set free and God has given you all of this, now use that in the right way. Don't go mess up your life doing all kinds of stuff that you shouldn't be doing that actually takes away your freedom. Here's how you're free. Go serve. Go serve one another in love, because love is that which you have for all of those that God has placed around you by serving them and giving of yourself. Boy, that's quite a challenge. In a world in which we live, where everyone wants to be served and no one wants to serve. The Bible paints a few pictures of servants, some better than others. Let me give you one of the best examples. Do you remember a man called Andrew? You hear his name every now and then, but when you ask about Andrew, not many of us think, Andrew, what did Andrew do? Who was Andrew? He didn't write a gospel or an epistle or anything like that. And yet, what an amazing servant. Can I remind you of the story again? So, remember, there was a man called John the Baptizer. He wasn't a Baptist. He was a Presbyterian. John the Baptizer, he was baptizing, and Jesus walked by, and John said, there goes the Lamb of God. And when he said that, two men decided to follow Jesus, John and who else? And Andrew. They left and they followed Jesus. John went on to write a gospel, and he wrote Revelation, he wrote letters. Andrew, we don't hear about him much, but Andrew did something far more important than that, I think. Andrew, after meeting Jesus, leaves him for a second, goes looking for his brother called Simon, or you know him better as Peter, the one who would become the leader of the disciples. the one who would bring the gospel to the Gentiles. Their servanthood, quiet, unassuming, all he did was to say, I can't keep this to myself. I need to serve my brother. I need to go tell him about this Jesus. Bring him to see this Jesus. And Peter's whole life changed because of one man who remembered these words, which were not written yet. Serve one another in love, and lives will change. Because here's the thing. When God wants to bring Jesus into this world, and I'm not talking about Bethlehem when Jesus came, I'm talking about now. When God wants to bring Jesus into this world, how does that look like? Who does he look for? He looks for servants. Servants who can show Jesus. Servants whose hands become like the hands of Jesus, that are gentle and kind and loving and caring and giving, and that want to touch lives and change them. Servants whose feet will walk where many of our feet don't want to walk, into the back alleys, into the broken places, into the hurting lives, so that Jesus can be seen in our servanthood as we serve and as we give. That's what he looks for. Unfortunately, sometimes we get it a little wrong, like the mother of James and John. You remember that story, don't you? It starts in Matthew chapter 19, where Jesus, and we spoke about that just the other day, where Jesus talks to the disciples and they're fighting with each other. Who's going to be the most important in the kingdom? And then he calls this little child and he says, there is what you imitate. Be like a child who knows that they need to hold on to their father, and when they have, they'll just share with whatever they have. My little grandson came and jumped on my lap this morning again. And you don't know what that does to me. This little thing that just loves me compassionately. No wonder that's what Jesus says. So that's where you start. Not there. There. And then he explains that to them, Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. He says, remember, the kingdom of God is an upside-down kingdom. Verse 16 says, because the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Those who think they're big will be small. It's an upside-down kingdom where we serve. And to explain that, in verse 17, 19, he says to them, can I remind you, this was the third time, I'm going to Jerusalem, and there I'm going to serve you by giving my life and dying for you. Here's what happens. Not one of them, not one of those disciples sits down with Jesus and says, can we just talk about this humility and this servanthood? Can you explain how we do that? None of them. Not one of them sits down with Jesus and says, Jesus, can we just comfort you? Because you're talking about your death and you say that's what you're going to do. Can we just be there for you? Quite the opposite. The only one who responds, verse 20, 21, is the mother of James and John. Okay, Jesus, so when you die, can you make sure that one of them sits on your left and the other one sits on your right in the place? Holy. Right? They don't get it. We don't get it. They were chosen, part of the 12. They saw the miracles. They were going to stand on the Mount of Transfiguration, and all she wants is more. Because isn't that what spiritual ambition does? It just wants more. More applause, more rewards, more, oh, you're so great. So Jesus immediately, I want to say puts her in her place, but he didn't do stuff like that. But gives her some advice. Matthew 20, reading from the New Living, verse 26. So that same, started in chapter 19, going on. So now he tells them. But among you, it will be different. For whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Beautiful Greek word. We don't have those in the Presbyterian Church. Deacon. Diakonos is the word servant. The one who gives. The one who goes and serves. Because isn't that what deacons usually do? They're the ones who go and take care of the people. So among you, who wants to be the leader must be your diakonos, your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave, doulos, one who is owned by someone else and has to do their will. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to be diakonos, to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Would you please hear those words? For the Son of Man came to serve, to give his life. So serve one another, says Paul, like Jesus in love. And when we hear that, those are amazing words because it sets us free. Because we don't have to try and win the approval of anyone except God. We don't have to be at the top of the ladder. The place to serve, can I tell you where that is? There's more than enough room right at the bottom of the ladder because you'll find Jesus there. Of those. More than enough room to serve. So what would happen if you and I decide today, that's what I'm going to do? What would happen if today you say, in my household, I'm going to be the servant? Whether you're father, mother, husband, wife, child, grandmother, grandchild, I'm going to be the servant. What would happen if I say, in this church, I'm going to be the servant? At work, at school, I'm going to be the servant. What would it look like if every morning when I wake up, the first thing I say is, God, who can I serve today? What would that look like in your life? What would that do to your life? It changes our lives completely. Because in the moment I start serving, all of the me and the I just moves back. And my life just becomes this amazing place of where I can love and give and share freely. And those of us who do that and know that, you know that I'm talking the truth. In serving and in giving, your life changes for the good. You're the one who is blessed when you can serve. It brings a joy. I read a little story, and that's, Elizabeth, where the title comes from. Where did my mojo go? This is a story that I read. I didn't write it. Once upon a time, there were two men called Mo and Joe. Mo loves to be served, and Joe loved to serve. When you look at their lives, what a difference you see. Mo woke up every morning thinking, who's going to serve me? Who's going to bring me coffee? Who's going to notice me? Mo had high expectations. He expected the traffic to be light. He expected every flight to be on time. He expected the restaurant to give him the best table. Mo expected the parking lot attendant to remember his name. Mo expected everyone at work to cater to his plans. In fact, Mo often went to bed grumpy because his goal was to be served, but he couldn't control that. That's why Mo's name and the word miserable start with the same letter. Now, Joe, on the other hand, had a different approach, and that's why Joe's name and the word joy start with the same letter. His first thought every day is, who can I serve today? He serves his wife coffee. He serves his kids with kindness. He serves the parking lot attendant with a kind word. Bad weather, heavy traffic, that's okay. The world doesn't exist to take care of him. He exists to take care of others. Joe goes to bed with a smile on his face. Mo is unhappy and makes people frown. Joe is happy and makes people smile. So which one are you? Mo or Joe? Or maybe a little bit of both, a mojo. Our lives change the day that we stop thinking about being served. Because if that's the way you try to live your life, you're that Mo guy, you're always going to be miserable and sad because you're waiting for everyone to do what you want. And can I tell you, because you know it, I don't have to say it, doesn't happen that way. That's not how life is. But imagine how it changes in that moment when you decide, I don't have to be served. I can give and I can serve. What will happen? Imagine the possibility. Let me tell you a story. Something had no parents, had no of London, walking down the street, window looking in. When he got there, he saw it was the bakery. And the baker was just busy making the dough for the donuts, and you could see this little boy standing there drooling. Soldiers said to him, would you like a donut? Little boy looked up, and he said, I sure would like one of those, sir. So he went in and he bought 12 donuts and he brought that out and he gave it to the kid and he said, you go enjoy that. God bless you. And he walked away. A little while later, he felt someone tug on his coat. He looked back and little boy stood there. Little boy said to him, excuse me, mister, are you God? Do you get it? May we serve each other in such a way that God can be seen and people wonder about you and who you are. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your example, for coming into this world and being servant, giving freely, loving freely, giving of yourself, even if it cost yourself hanging on a tree. Taking all of our sins so that we can be set free. And in that freedom, you may challenge us to love one another by serving each other. Help me, Lord, to be more of a servant every day. Help me that as I walk in this world, in what I do and what I say and how I live, that people might see you and want to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.